the apologies.
Chair, just in relation to the apologies, I want to thank our new Monitoring Officer for this. Councillor Mossel and Councillor Brady, although you're not here this evening, are representing the Council at the National Children and Adult Services Conference and Exhibition in Portsmouth. And I say it in that way because it may be that other members from across the chamber, from time to time, will find themselves not able to be at full council meetings. And historically, it's been a case of a crossing the box where you were here or not. But actually, if you're representing the council, and I know Councillor Stevens sometimes represents the council when he's in England on the fire service, what we've said is we'll make a note, so it is in the members' interest to explain if they're not here for a reason. The other apology, but I'm not really apologising, but I want to welcome back Councillor Merber, who has been away for some period of time, but he's back with us today, and just wanted to know we'll have to welcome you as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Just to get
clarification from you, perhaps, about the Monitoring Officer. Regarding attendance of meetings, I think that would probably be a request change to the constitution. It may have legal implications as well. You're either here or you're not here. There's no halfway house. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Brogan, sir. Monitoring officer. I think at least somebody who represents the council will meet. I will ask the monitoring officer to respond. Thank you.
Yeah, from my understanding, it's absolutely as Councillor Brogan said, there is no halfway house, but this is simply administrative record, I think, to ensure that any members who are on alternative council meetings at the time of a council meeting can have that recorded in some shape or form, not to in any way suggest that they were present when they were not.
Thank you. Councillor Brogan.
Thank you, Chairman. Forwarding apologies from Councillor Debbie Andre, who has been ill and has been in hospital the last few days. So wishing her speedy recovery. But please pledge her apologies.
Thank you, Councillor. So we have got apologies altogether from Councillor Kilpatrick, Councillor Mossel, Councillor Brady, Councillor Charles Chapman, Councillor Andre, and Councillor Julie Jones Evans, and Councillor Dindal as well. Are there any further apologies in that? So I'd like to advise members of the public press present. This meeting has been recorded, but it will not be broadcasted to a later date until after election period for obvious reasons. I remind members to remain seated and speak clearly into the microphone if you wish to stand. That'll be your choice. But make sure that you always project into the microphone. Thank you. If there's a fire alarm, there's nothing planned for tonight, please follow down the stairs and be gathered outside the police station in front or to the back stairs in the car park at the end. And if you please make sure your mobile phones are switched off. Thank you.